words I want to hear. Darling, when you're in, darling, when you're in here. Words of love you whisper soft and true. Darling, I love you. Every
This is Steven Pinker, and you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, pure pleasure technology, Tufts freeform and educational radio.
Leave your kids behind, come with us and find the pleasures of the journey to the center of the mind.
Tell me, baby, is it good enough? Is it good enough? Is it good enough for you? 45. Now it only reminds you how I lied. Better go change it. Settled in your home, safe from outside. You don't settle for any more alibis. Too many taken. You won't ride home in my car. I will never know just how you feel or what you are. All wrapped up in your pretty little cardigan, a coffee in your hand. It's too late to set it straight again. No chill, you understand. All torn up, couldn't get a break. I could never tell just what we are. Make damn sure you don't run and hide. You got a crew, you still can ride. Tell me verbatim. Take it on the chin from a 24.
Oh, Welcome, everybody, and thanks for tuning in. I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey on his birthday. Because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Just look at the news. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. And I'm not just talking about obvious things like campfires or letting your totally sweet nephew, Francis, play with matches. I'm talking about dumping your used barbecue coals willy-nilly or parking your car on tall, dry grass. That can lead to... poof! Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. But listen, being a South Carolinian, I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous, deciduous, or new car scented. So if you love the outdoors like me, go to smokeybear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention, because fire safety is always in season. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hello, how are you? Everything all right? processing this.
Lessig, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM and WMFO.org on the web. Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio.
My life.
land a source of pride. We built canals and brought the goods to folks in every neighborhood. We logged and fished and made it flow, but we can't get by without H2O. But time and neglect have taken a toll. We need innovation and some damage control. The one in charge just wants to cash in, but we'll prevent his satisfaction. We know he has no self-control. He runs on greed, mines all the coal. Scientists that stay up at night, figuring out how to keep us all right. 'Cause they're not the ones that seek the limelight. They work side by side, just trying to do right. They're looking for ways to keep our water pristine, preserving our tides and our evergreens. So we'll drink to the bravest among our crew, who stand up to fight, you know who. Water's more than play. But before you start sipping that Cabernet, we'll drink to the bravest among our crew, who stand up to fight, you know who. We're working on our precious water supply. We're taking out arsenic and pesticide. Before it's destroyed, let's set up some goals and write some laws without loopholes. We know he has no self-control. He runs on greed, mines all the coal. So we'll drink to the scientists that stay up at night, figuring out how to keep us all right. 'Cause they're not the ones that seek the limelight. They work side by side, just trying to do right. They're looking for ways to keep our water pristine, preserving our tides and our evergreens. So we'll drink to the bravest among our crew, stand up to fight.